But when you were a little child, didn't you and your friends ever laugh and kid with each other about the white children? Didn't you ever have any words you called them behind their back when you were a little boy?
We had to work and try to make a crumb. I don't know. No, we didn't get much play. I just don't. My God.
Okay. Let's see. Suppose a man had a fishing rod that he liked very much, and his young son carelessly broke it. You might say that the man got awfully what?
Mad.
Okay. Suppose you'd been working very hard all day. By nighttime, you might say, man, I'm really
tired.
The nurse at the school sent a child home early because the child
disobeyed. Would that be it?
Well, now that's a teacher might send the child home if he disobeyed, but why might a nurse send a child home?
I don't know. Of course, disobeyed and mine would be the same, wouldn't mine?
Well, yeah. But suppose the child had eaten something that disagreed with him.
Send him to the doctor with him?
Yeah. And the nurse, then the nurse might send the child home because the child, what?
Sick.
Okay. Would you say was sick or got sick or took sick?
Got sick, would say. Would that be right?
That'd be fine. If a person has a sick feeling down here, you'd say he feels sick where?
Stomach.
Okay.
Say.
Would you say in his stomach or on his stomach or at his stomach or how would you say it?
Sick in the stomach. Would that be right?
Yeah, that'd be fine. Let's see. What do you call a noisy celebration right after a wedding if some of the guests want to tease and embarrass the bride and groom? Okay. What do some people call a spook to frighten children with? They might say to a child, you'd better behave, or what's going to get you?
Devil, would it?
Okay.
Would that be?
Is that what you'd say? Is that what you say to your children?
I don't know. I'm going to whoop you or something. I don't know.
Okay.
You're right.
What do you say to your friends on December the 25th?
Well, it's supposed to say Christmas gift or something like that,
okay.
But I'm like, look for no Christmas. Be glad to live to see the day.
If you have to get a very heavy suitcase from one place to another, you might say, I'm glad I don't have to, what, this very far?
Now, say it again.
Sure. If you have a very heavy suitcase that you've got to get from one place to another, you might say, I'm glad I don't have to, what, the suitcase very far.
Carry this heavy load or something like that.
What do you call a creature that has a very hard shell and it lives in the water, and it can draw its four legs and its head and tail up into its shell?
Probably not before I know.
I bet you do, too. I bet you do have them around here. It's a,
yes,
you know, it's got a real hard shell, and they're usually about that big, and they live around the water. And if you scare them, they pull their heads and their feet up into their shell.
Mud turtles?
Yeah. And how about the same thing that lives on land?
Tarpon.
Okay. What do you call the intestines of a hog that can be eaten?
Chitin.
Okay. And can the insides of other creatures be eaten too?
Ma'am.
Can the insides of other animals be eaten too?
Yes, ma'am. The tripe, see.
Okay, and that comes from beef?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. What do you call the center part of an egg?
No.
Oh, you know, when you break an egg, there's a white...
Okay. The yellow of egg or something like that.